This is the Radio Broadcast Podcast with AV Festival 2012, responding to the festival theme of as slow as possible in the widest, least predictable, and hopefully most creative and entertaining sense of the expression. The Radio Broadcast schedule is at avfestival.co.uk. In future podcasts, we'll be giving you previews of things that are on the radio station. My name's Vicky Bennett, and I'm the curator and programmer of Radio Broadcast for AV Festival. When Rebecca Shatwell invited me to do this job, the first thing that I did was laugh and then say yes, because 744 hours, as in a month, is very hard to visualise, because your brain subconsciously might even think of it as 744 minutes, which is also a lot. But 744 hours is an abstract term, a term that almost isn't within our sphere of understanding in terms of that actually being a listening experience rather than something that we might sleep through half the time. And such is the nature of slowness. Slowness is only about the environment that you experience something in and what kind of species you are. Slowness is very different for different kinds of animals, for plants, and for ecology. Our sense of time is very different as humans, even as different kinds of humans. Children, for instance, children's sense of time is different to adults. Well, anyway, over the course of the month, we'll be hearing contributions from Carl Stone, Don Joyce with his show Over the Edge, Jez Riley French, Porust, Anna Ramos and Rock Jimenez de Cisneros, David Sussman, Irene Moon, Doug Horn, Radio Web Macba, Will Edmonds, aka Gwilly Edmondes, Nancy Graham, Andrew Sharpley, Charlie Lewis with Busy Doing Nothing, Dave Soldier, Matt Moss, Ergo Fismis, Tim Maloney, Jem Finer, Chris Watson, John Wynn, Scott Williams, Daniel Menchie, Tony Coulter, Kevin Nutt, Cheese Snob Wendy, Jonathan Dean and Transmutio, Andrew Larman, Chris and Cozy, Nicholas Collins, Rob Weisberg, Touch, Sue Braun and Alex Orlov, Dorian Jones, Jason Willett, Carlo Petreo and the Zeppelin Blog, Zach Layton, Alex Drawlin and Around Sachs and Primate Arena, David Toop, Dylan Niukis, Higanti Sound, Ed Pinsent, Mr. Rotivator, aka Adrian Phillips, Axel Stockberger, Craig Dworkin, Felix Kubin, Chris Kubik and Language Removal Services, Daniela Cascella, John Levac Driever, Joel Eaton, Casey Ross, aka Clay Pigeon, Gudrun Goot, Charles Pound, Carl Abrahamson, Andreas Bick and the Silent Listening Blog, Phantom Circuit, Patty Schmidt, aka Wheelie Houdini, Leif Elgren, Ken Friedman, Eric Berger, Douglas Benford, Christoph Maigon, BJ Nilsson, Andy Bio, Alec Finley, Adam Thomas, aka Preslav Literary School, Caroline Bergval, Kenzo, Philip Marshall and Tapeworm, Brent Clough and the Night Air, Ilan Volkov, Nat Rowe, Stephen Ball, Jen Pearson, aka X41, the Long Now Foundation, Long Player, Sharon Gao, Michael Ruby, John Lidecker and Wobbly, DJ Rupture, Gordon Monaghan, Michael Camella, aka Mac, Lloyd Dunn and the Nuller website, DDDJJJ666, aka Elsie Teicher, and Kenneth Goldsmith. In between all this guest participation are a number of things. Radio broadcast specials, where we're addressing certain themes that we think relate to the theme of slowness. Once Radio Broadcast has finished, we will be archiving it on the WFMU servers, where they'll be available for archive listening. In the meantime, here's a taster of first Irene Moon with Let's Talk Science, in conversation with Chris Watson.
I was recording this remarkable beetle called a fog basking beetle.
Uh-huh.
And do you know of them?
No, I don't. I know of basking beetles, but...
They climb up the dunes just at sunrise. And then, because quite often, because it's relatively close to the sea, to the South Atlantic, they get these huge fog banks that come in over the desert in the morning, which burn off quite quickly. And so these beetles in the hundreds climb up the north face of the dune. And then...
As a colony, all together?
No, they're not colonial, but they do it specifically when this weather pattern happens. So they're stimulated by the weather. So they emerge from their little burrows in the dunes, climb up, ascend these dunes, which is quite an effort. Say some of them are, 100 metres tall. Mm-hmm. And then when they get to the top, as the fog passes over the top, they do a headstand.
You're kidding.
And the fog condenses on the backs of these beetles. And on the backs, they have channels, little indentations in the carapace. And the condensation flows down these channels and into the mouths. And they get a drink.
That's amazing. That's absolutely
Absolutely
incredible.
Amazing.
And as well as talk shows, we'll be hearing music shows, and this is also on March 1st. Charlie with Busy Doing Nothing.
Busy Doing Nothing, radio, broadcast, AV Slow Fest edition. Hi, I'm Charlie from WFMU, and on the following program, we will explore the use of repetition as a formal device for altering our perception of the passing of time. Because I love a joke that repeats itself. I love a joke that repeats itself. And on this show, we will hear audio artists working in various genres, including experimental, pop, hip-hop, comedy, spoken word, and we will alter your perception of time.
We'll also have a show from Carl Stone.
Outside of human performance, in the analog electronic world, certain issues of media, storage, and fundamental acoustics have put limits on how slow as possible, could be. There were limitations in media like the 45 record, the LP, and the cassette. These all played a hand. But there was another thing, which is the fundamental acoustic fact that all sound itself is a function of time, because sound is made by waves propagating as vibrations in air, yeah? And so the faster they are, the higher the pitch of a sound will be, and vice versa, the slower, the lower. And this is borne out every time you change the speed of an analog recording. If you play a recording at half speed, everything will go down exactly an octave, and if you play it at double speed, it will go up an octave, and then you get into the territory of Alvin and the Chipmunks, or less famously, but more musically interesting techniques that Frank Zappa used in his recordings for Uncle Mead or for Reuben and the Jets. So when you slow things down beyond a certain point, you simply go beyond the limits of human hearing and pitch perception, as well as the limits of speaker reproducibility. But in the digital world, the post-analog world, that relationship between time and pitch finally got broken, and all we needed to do would be some digital resampling of an audio source to get good results. And with more sophisticated digital algorithms, there's no barrier at all to as slow as possible. So resulting from that, you have works like 9-Beat Stretch by Leif Inga, which takes Beethoven's 9th Symphony and it stretches it digitally from its original 70-minute performance time to 24 hours to unfold. And this has come to be accepted as the gold standard of as slow as possible. And Leif Inga is a featured artist here at the AV Festival. But the real constraint for music deemed as slow as possible in the digital age is what I think, you know, is kind of a Zeno's paradox, because anything that can be slowed down can be slowed down even more.
And not only are there exclusive DJ shows made by artists and radio DJs, but we have some new artworks made especially for us. And here is Felix Kubin with Mother in the Fridge.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, of course, I do.
And now?
Yes, it's okay.
It's okay?
Yes.
Mother in the Fridge. Ba, ba, ba. Ba, ba, ba.
You are my mother.
Yes, I'm your mother, of course. I hope so. Anyway, I don't know whether your father is your father, but I'm sure that I'm your mother.
You're sure, yes?
Yeah, I hear it. It's okay. I'm listening. Ba, ba, ba. Ba, ba, ba.
Mother in the Fridge by Felix Kubin.
And that was the beginning of Mother in the Fridge, made specially for radio broadcast by Felix Kubin. Other artists responded to the as slow as possible theme with the use of language, or lack of in the case of language removal services, who made, specially for us, the Middle East peace process. Meanwhile, Ergo Fizmiz has sung us 4 Gilbert and Sullivan operas from memory.
Yes, Frederick, from today you rank as a full-blown member of our band. Hurrah! My friends, I thank you all from my heart for your kindly wishes. Would that I could repay them as they deserve. What do you mean? Today I'm out of my indentures, and today I leave you forever. But this is quite unaccountable. A keener hand at scuttling a Cunard or cutting out a P&O never shipped a handspike. Yes, I've done my best for you. And why? It was my duty under my indentures, and I am the slave of duty. As a child, I was regularly apprenticed to your band. It was through an error. No matter, the mistake was ours, not yours, and I was in honour bound by it. An error? What error? I may not tell you. It would reflect upon my well-loved roof. Nay, dear master, my mind has long been gnawed by the cankering tooth of misery. Better have it out at once. When Frederick was a little lad, he proved so brave and daring. His father thought he'd prentice him to some career seafaring. I was, alas, his nursery maid, and so it fell to my lot to take and bind the promising boy apprentice to a pilot. A life not bad for a hardy lad, though surely not a high lot. Though I'm a nurse, you might do worse than make your boy a pilot.
And finally, for this first introductory podcast for Radio Broadcast, Matt Moss with Music Concrete Hour. They've made us 4 shows to run through the month, responding to music concrète, not just in the original form, but taking into account the influences of this genre in the world of contemporary music. Radio Broadcast will be running from noon on the 1st of March for 24 hours a day until the end of the 31st of March 2012. And we'll be keeping you up to date with the occasional podcast once the radio station has started. Radio Broadcast, AV Festival 2012, avfestival.co.uk.